morning. Good morning. Do I have anybody with me? Can you hear me? Good morning.
Betty,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. We're still in Texas.
Oh, are you? And the summit was good?
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, great.
And I'm never missing another one in my life.
Oh, that's very good.
I got so much out of it, I was so mesmerized, I didn't even take any notes.
Oh, wow. That's pretty fantastic. That says everything.
It was just, be there for the moment and absorb everything I could possibly absorb and watch what was taking place in the room, and boy, surprise after surprise, and just a lot. And I know they were 75 people the first day over what they had registered, and they were packed in really packed in. We just barely had room to have the tables in there to set at, which was great. But it was in a great facility, too. So,
wow, that is fantastic. That says a lot about where we're going, huh?
Yes, it really does. And the people that are coming back from, having the experiences of the company, the products, and, everything that the company offers us in the past, and being reconnected, as well as brand new. So it was a combination of all of the above. I'm going to give a minute or two because I don't hear anybody else on, but some people were on before I even came on. It could be Steve recording also, but it was just an absolutely wonderful experience.
That is so great.
Oh, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a good one. Got to putty around out in the yard and get some spring things going, and so that's always good.
It is. It's nice to have that break in your routine, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, for the sake of the people that will be listening to this later, even though I know there will be other ones coming in and it will slightly interrupt us, but we will deal with that. And our reason for being here is to add support to the programs that you're working with, physically, financially, all of the above, and learning more about all of this that we have given to us as a, I just see it as a major gift in our life, and we're just celebrating going into our 21st year very shortly. I couldn't be more excited, mainly because of the time that I've lived through this and seen what has taken place and will continue to take place, and the growth that is happening, and the need, above all, the need for this package called our Wellness Home that NECAN has given us and been developed over years and years and years, and their track record and their integrity level, all of it rolled into one. But this morning I have a special surprise for you. And I can't wait to hear it once again and pull the tidbits together. Maybe I can take some notes also. We have a very, very special lady, and we happen to be staying at her facility, and I'll call it a facility because, I'm going to not spoil any of it because I want her to give her credentials. And the emphasis on the event was very strong, and the close, I could never even give a word that would do justice to it, or many words that would...
has arrived.
Maybe do that, but I certainly can't. And she is sitting right next to me at one of her desks in the house. I hope you can all hear us. Give me a yes.
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 And so I know we're being recorded. And Liz Coker can amplify the feeling that we got with Rick's clothes just from her own experiences in life. And I want her to give a little bit of a background, and she's very modest and doesn't broadcast her...
has arrived.
I want that on here because I want you to know just briefly what, and I don't mean briefly, briefly, that you got to put it in two sentences by any means, but where she came from and what she has accomplished in her life by not setting back or feeling like, well, you know, they can do it, I can't, because this is what Rick had verbalized to him several times over. That gave him the most unusual clothes I have ever heard at any presentation I've ever attended. So, Liz Coker from Bastrop. I never say that quite right. Bastrop, it's a P on the end, just outside of Austin, Texas. And we're sitting looking over a little bit of haze, but the flag at half mast right out her front window with miles and miles stretched out in front of us. So it's beautiful. Liz, go ahead.
Thank you, Char. I don't like to talk about my past too awful much, but anyway, I grew up in the hills of Tennessee and moved to Dallas, Texas in 1956. I was 18 years old, pregnant with my first child, and on my own. And so anyway, I walked into Parkland Hospital when she was being born and said, I'm having a baby. They couldn't do anything except help me. I came from those beginnings, worked at Texas Instruments for 15 years, went to California to start a company, and we were very successful in 5 years. We were doing $14 million. But we were cheating our customers. So I left and started my own company. Didn't know how to start a company, didn't know how to raise money. Raised $70,000. If you did a budget, it would say that you'd have to have $2 million to start it. But I prayed every Monday morning for what I needed that week, and the Lord never failed to come through. And after 29 years, I sold that company. I'm Nikan, but I'm in real estate also. So that's enough about my background. Now we'll talk just briefly about the stroke that I had 5 years ago. I was on my way to a Nikan meeting, but meeting my team at a restaurant. And on my way over, I got the little squigglies in my right eye, and then went from squigglies to no sight in my right eye. And then by the time I got to the restaurant, I couldn't find the people that I was joining. So I sat down, and they said I was not making sense at all. I was mumbling. So anyway, they called 911. And I really believe, well, I was taken to the hospital, but I refused to stay in the hospital. And much to the amazement of my doctor, I signed myself out and wanted to get home to my wellness home. And I knew if I could get there, I'd be okay. So I still have some side effects from the stroke. I have a hip that, that leg became about three-quarters of an inch longer than my left side is. So I have to compensate for that, and as a result, my hip hurts a lot. Now, I have a total wellness home. I use every product, I believe, that Nikan makes, including power patches for my vertigo. I had a vertigo attack 3 years ago that threw my heart into fibrillation. And ended up in the heart hospital, But they had one more test to run before they shocked me back into rhythm. And at 10 o'clock that morning, my heart went back into rhythm. It's been in rhythm ever since.
Whoa.
So, and I came home. That was in latter October. And in December, when I was taking down my Christmas tree, every time I would look up, I would get dizzy. And I thought, there has got to be something in Nikin that will help this. I put the power patches on, haven't had vertigo since, except the time I went 3 weeks without.
And you put them on?
Right underneath my ear.
Okay.
Right underneath my ear. And now I have about 5 people in our church on the power patches, and my little great-grandson keeps having ear infections, and he's only 7 months old, or 6 months old. So this week, they sent me a Facebook of him with his power patches right below his ear.
Right behind the earlobe.
Yeah.
Where she's pointing.
Yeah. So anyway, I use everything that Nikin puts out. And between my husband and I, we spend, we use all the nutritionals. So we spend between $500 and $600 a month. But it's well worth it because I'm 75 years old and I'm healthy as a horse.
Has arrived.
I'm sorry?
No, that was just a recording of someone calling in.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, I think that's enough about my journey, but I love my wellness home. I sleep on the pad, the pillow, the comforter, and I have the water. And I take my bottle with me everywhere and use all of the nutritionals. And the new VitaBalance is wonderful. My daughter got on it 3 weeks ago, and she has lost about 10 pounds in that 3 weeks. And she had tried just about every diet that you could think of. She's using the VitaBalance every morning, and then every 2 or 3 days, it's her lunch also. So I just can't say enough about Nikin, nor the conference that we just finished, the summit. It was fabulous. And I had to take Dave Johnson to the airport, so I missed Rick's closing.
Oh, you did.
But I will hear it. So, anyway, I think that's about my story, Char.
Okay, the only thing you didn't give, and if you don't want to say it, I'm going to throw it out of you and put it on paper so it will be attached to it. Her accomplishments, her titles, because she more than deserves them.
Well, in 1992, I got a letter from the state saying that I had been chosen as the business person of the year. For that year, we got awards from our customers every year. We had walls full at work just simply because we were giving them the service they deserved and doing it right. But then in 1998, I was Entrepreneur of the Year for 6 state regions with Ernst & Young. Now, I got to go to Palm Desert with that, and that was high cotton. And then Menco was also chosen by the SBA as the vendor of the year for the nation.
And that was your company?
That was my company, yes, Menco.
Sure.
So, and in between, and that in 99, I was chosen as one of the top 100 women of the century. That made me sound old. And for the state of Texas, by the Women's Chamber here. That was pretty good company to be up there with Lady Bird Johnson and Sarah T. Hughes, a few people like that.
Fun time.
But anyway, that's enough stuff.
Well, she also, I know, has a very close-knit family, but that doesn't mean they all jump in and say, yes, Mom, you're exactly right. We need to all be doing this.
That's true. That's true. My daughter has been silver for about 6 or 7 years and has finally decided to work the business. And my oldest daughter, who works for me here and is my accountant, uses a lot of the products, but will have nothing to do with the business. And my son has nothing to do with any of it.
So, you know, it's just to say that what I've said all along is, you know, if they do, that's absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. But if they don't, it has no bearing on our business whatsoever. There's millions of other people out there that want to. And what that brings up, what really drives you? Because you don't need the financial end of it at all, but you are so driven.
Well, I like to give to Campus Crusade, to World Vision. I give to 6 or 7 other organizations also, but those are my 2 majors.
Okay.
And it has been my goal to be a part of History's Handful with Campus Crusade, which means that you give $1 million in 10 years. Now, I have over the years probably given more than that, but not in a 10-year span. So it's still my goal. So my income from NECAN goes to Campus Crusade.
And it does have a little bit to do with what you see when you help people.
Oh, yes.
Just a little bit. And I saw evidence of that yesterday afternoon. I mean, I know neither one of us normally do have appointments scheduled on a Sunday. I mean, that's just the day we take off, and we always have. But when emergency comes to emergency, I mean, Christ helped those that were in his path that needed it. And that's basically what took place yesterday. And I saw Liz give of herself over and over and over to somebody that was in need, as well as to be assistance to her group who was asking for it. Who would know better than to ask her on a Sunday? I know that feeling. So, does anybody have any questions for Liz? Because now's the time to get them. Boy, I'll tell you, she's a wealth of information. Practical application. Lives her life as a model, award winner of the Eagle that's sitting in her one of her big family rooms. And just amplifies everything you could possibly want to see in leadership. We are very quiet this morning. This is a surprise, I know. It's out of our usual routine. But I just could not miss the chance to have her share. And she's very quickly put it together.
We appreciate her taking the time. Thanks, Liz. This is Steve Crawford from Sandy, Utah.
A wonderful job of putting everything together for us on the internet, and you need to give your website, Steve, again, it's better coming from you than me, and any changes you've made just to update so people will know what's available there, the plethora of information that you have listed. If you can.
Well, the web portal I put together is allthewell.org. That's allswell.org. And it has an accumulation of calls, I don't know, 6-7 years worth of not all, every call, but quite a few of the calls from the lifestyle calls that we've done and Ruth's health style calls last year. A lot of things from Ruth, a lot of things from Jim Dragon, just a combination of a link to go out to all 5 of the top wage earners in North America's websites and, you know, things like that there. And then the new lifestyle support blog, I think, is the what I'm excited about, it because it makes, you know, what I had before look like Craigslist and wasn't pretty, but it was functional. But the blog, I think, is really nice, and look forward to the time when I can switch the Saturday AM live links over to something like that, so it'll be beautiful and fast. So anyway, that's my claim to fame. Now I just got to get busy and get some people involved.
And you've done attachments on those too, so they've actually got printouts of the things that are either covered or applicable to what is being said, which I really appreciate.
Just just try to make it so that I originally started so I could see things and review things at work, because I have to listen to things over and over again to get it. So I could stream while I was at work for a part of the time. I can't anymore, but where I'm at now. But that I started it just so that I could have it and have an encyclopedia, and it's become quite an encyclopedia, about 20 gigs worth of information on the web.
I don't know what we would do without people like you, Steve.
I don't either, because it's such a resource, and you know, most people don't realize it's even available, and once you start using, you see how simple it really is and how much information is there at your fingertips anytime you need it. And you know, this isn't the only place it's been done, but you've also got Magnetic Leaders on there, Dave Johnson's information. I know, and just so many people compiled in one place without any thought given to the time that you put in, so freely helping everybody. And you say you did it for selfish reasons, so it's far beyond that, as we all know that have utilized it to any extent. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, anybody have a question? Comment.
No question, but just want to thank Liz for being on and sharing her story. Absolutely fantastic, and good to hear from you, Liz. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Roger Drummer was there also and did an excellent presentation. Reed spoke, I think, twice. And just opened up his heart to the group. It was such a, it was so much from what their lives have been and what they've walked through, more so than I've ever heard, divulged at any seminar, to let people understand that what we have, the timing in this world right now, and I say world, all over the globe, is so much in need. And there were actually people that had flown in from, one gal had come from England that was there, and I never did even see her, but they explained that, you know, she just didn't feel like she was putting it together the way she wanted to, and she had to get to some place where she could get, you know, more information she was feeling. And yet, you know, we all know that it was right at her fingertips on the computer. All you have to do is dial in and you've got it there. It's just, we've got so much, it's just, can be mind-boggling. And we don't want to get to that place for sure, because the simplicity of it is, the products work the same today as they did way back when. And it doesn't matter what you put on the person, you're going to see evidence of it happening, and you're going to see evidence of it happening faster. And they are just as amazed as I was day one when we got the results. And, you know, it's so easy to forget that. And we're trying to complicate it. And the company keeps trying to make it more simple in how they put it together. And that run we've got right now, my goodness, we had to do 40,000 over 2 months, and that was an actual cash layout as far as accumulating the volume, because they were right exactly the same. And now it is 12,000, which equates to about 9,000 in actual cash if you're moving the pack as an intro over 3 months. And then to get to the convention, I was absolutely stymied when I heard that a new person could come on board, and I'm not even going to quote the numbers. You need to go look at the qualifications for a brand new person coming in and going to the convention in October. I mean, we are doing such a disservice if we don't open our mouth to everybody that comes across our path. And I don't know whether any of you saw the live presentation of it. And let's see, I don't know whether Pat and Mac were on that, but Pat
did a hysterical presentation. I mean, it was funny. Everybody in the room was laughing how she started out scared stiff, Pat Terry. And she started out just absolutely terrified stiff. And she started memorizing a line, and then she memorized it, and she giggled. She memorized it and giggled, stated it out loud. And she got on a plane, and I can't do justice to it, but you can, you'll be able to find it. She got on a plane and was headed to, I can't remember where she was going. Anyway, it was full of doctors, and I think that was when they were going to Australia.
It was.
Okay, was going to Australia. And she had memorized this line, and she found out she was on a plane loaded with doctors that were going to look for an answer other than drugs or surgery. MDs looking for an answer other than drugs and surgery, because they had a clientele of older patients that were needing something other than drugs and surgery because they couldn't live through that. And they knew that there was other help out there, so they were going to Australia to get some answers. And they, one of them turned and asked her, well, why are you going to Australia? And she spit out this line that she couldn't keep from laughing about, and it was about a global business that gave the answers to people for just what they were looking for. And she said, I spit it out, and I ran for the bathroom and stood in there and giggled, shut the door quickly and giggled, because I didn't want to giggle in their face. And she said, I had so been in the prime of things that I couldn't say it without giggling, and I knew it was going to come out, and I was going to spurt it all over them, and they'd look at me like I was stupid. I mean, I'm paraphrasing now. She did a much better job. But she ended up sitting in the bathroom giggling after she had said it, and that's where she started with her business in Australia, you know, with something so funny as that, because she came out of the medical field, of course, as most of you know, but it was down to earth, and everybody could relate to the things that they needed to get to the same position that other people have attained with this company. And it's there for all of us, but the sad part is, who are we, whose life are we jeopardizing by not being a little bit bold and getting bolder and bolder and doing the job that we know needs to be done to deliver this to the public that are hurting and dying every day simply from lack of information, lack of quality information out there that can change their lives. And it doesn't mean we have to get technical. All we have to do is point to something else. We don't have to tell the story. We don't want to tell the story. We want a third-party validation, whether it's a click on the internet that we send them, and they did an incredible job with educating me at the little seminar that was setting up my website. I know Liz had already had her set up, so she didn't have to walk through that. But you probably heard it anyway, so you can help your people do the same thing. I mean, it's all there, and there's a tutor spot on Rick's website, thepathfinders.biz, that tutors you to set up your website with a video in it with everything that you need. And when I saw how easy it was to put it together, I thought, have I been lax? So, guys, we need to step it up a notch. It'll all fit in, and it's just utilizing your time wherever you are and being bold, asking a few questions, and, you know, don't let those two lips flip into motion to give out information, but simply to connect people to what we already have, because the third party, no matter what form it's used in, is far more powerful than anything we could ever say. So, we're at the 2-minute mark, 1-minute mark, it's countdown, and we're ready to say goodbye unless somebody has one last minute call. Put in. If not, thank you for your time. Make it an absolutely fantastic day, and week, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.